This is an After the Bell podcast from The Opening Bell on 720 WGN and WGN Plus. I'm Steve Grzanich, and Paul Nolte is here from Kingsview Asset Management. Paul back in today to talk about the jobs report. Paul, some good news.
It was very good news. When you take a look at the jobs report, we put 200,000 more to work. And since it's January, they do a revision of the prior year and sometimes prior 5 years, and those were revised higher. So we were running for last year on average of about 175,000, 180,000 new jobs. So this month is consistent with that trend. We're not really seeing a slowdown in the amount of jobs that we're creating. The unemployment rate held steady. It's been there now for 3 months. And then when you dive down deeper into the numbers, we take a look at the wage growth. Wage growth is picking up. We're getting pretty close to 3% now, which has gotten the markets excited here. And that's part of the reason why we're seeing bond prices sell off, yields going up, and then the stock market following suit selling off here as well.
2.9% year over year on the wages. That's the best since 2009.
Right. Yeah, no, we've been very, very low. If you look at the historical range, it's been between 2 and 4%. We've been below 2% up until mid-year last year for about 3 years. So coming out of the recession, wages weren't growing at all. So now we're playing a little bit of a catch-up game here, and we expect to see wages continue to grow, and that certainly is what has the Fed's attention. And when you take a look at what the expectations now are for the Fed to raise rates, there's now a reasonable discussion that we could see 4 rate increases this year as opposed to the 3 that I think many are expecting.
And so when we look at Wall Street and the reaction, it's more to that than it is to the jobs report. This is a good news, bad news jobs report.
Exactly. The economy is growing. We're creating jobs. That's a wonderful thing. Earnings for corporations should be higher, and that's also a good thing. The flip side of it is the concern is now that we're growing too fast, and the Fed, as their job is to take away the punch bowl before the party really gets cranking. And that's kind of where we're at right now. We're starting to see the leading edge, if you will, of a really robust economy here. And the Fed is stepping in and trying to take that punch bowl away by raising rates.
You know, I joke with you all the time on the Opening Bell about, what is it, the backdraft or the updraft, or what was it that you called the market?
The melt-up.
The melt-up.
Yes.
Is the melt-up over? Is it come to an end?
If you take a look at the last 4 months, we had a 12% increase in the market in 4 months. That's a good year. And so to see the market come back here a little bit, we're still actually up for the year. So it's not a bad thing to see the market pause. What's interesting to me is as the markets come down this week, about 2.5% or so, investor sentiment has gotten very bearish very quickly. Mm-hmm. And so that tells me that we could see some rough sledding here for a little while yet, and the markets resume their uptrend, but it's not going to be a straight-up move.
We wanted to do this podcast today because there's always so much data that comes in after the Opening Bell is over and after this jobs report. The report is 44 pages long from the government. We're not going to go through all of it, but this certainly gives us an opportunity to sort of go through the different parts of it. And so I'd like to go through where the jobs seem to have been created. First, construction.
Yeah, construction was down just a little bit, but when you look at the jobs in a very broad sense, it's still very much a service economy, so we saw a lot in the service area. And typically, too, that is also the area of the economy that doesn't see a lot of wage pressures. So you're not going to see the type of wage growth that you would see in other parts of the economy, like construction and white-collar jobs, et cetera. And that, I think, is part of the reason why you're seeing, on average, wage growth being at least a little bit on the slower side.
255,000 jobs in that sector over the last year. That's a lot in the service sector.
Oh, it is. And that's why I said, you know, that's where we see the most jobs growth, being a service economy. That's one of the things that we're a little bit concerned about, is the fact that we're not creating those manufacturing, those higher paying jobs. And that's, I think, going to be a concern of not only the president and Congress, but certainly I think the Fed, too, as to where we're creating those types of jobs.
The report says the manufacturing over the, again, this is over the past year, was 186,000 jobs. So that's not a healthy number? We want to see that higher?
It's good, but it certainly we'd like to see it higher. I mean, when we hear anecdotal evidence from the home building sector and a lot of factory places, they're all talking about we're not finding the people that we need. We're in desperate need of finding more people. We can't hire the people that we'd like to. So there are a lot of jobs that are begging right now and looking for qualified employees.
The other areas that I think we always pay attention to, mining, trade, retail trade, transportation, financial activities, professional business services, all of those changed very little. The mining one is the big one I think everybody's been looking at.
Yeah, we saw a little bit of a pickup in the coal industry. That's a Trump favorite. So we saw that pick up here a little bit. But again, when you're looking at the economy as a whole, I think, you know, if you take a step back from just the month-to-month and even the annual numbers, very good jobs growth, very healthy jobs growth. And we saw from a lot of international countries, their manufacturing, their purchasing managers index or their manufacturing indexes were all much better. So we're seeing the global economy recover and pick up some steam here, led by the United States. We've been doing this now for a while. We're starting to see that pick up in other countries. And that's, I think, what's leading to a very good global equity market.
You mentioned, back to the wage part of this and the service sector, they are seeing some increase, though. Those average hourly salaries are going up. 75 cents an hour was the figure, but maybe not necessarily in service in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
What should we be seeing? When we talk about that, what is the general, I don't want to say the average, but what should we be seeing in a strong economy like this?
Well, if you're looking at a year-over-year comparison, and again, we work from percentages to get a better base, as I said, historically, you're running 2-4%. We're in the middle-ish part of that range. Really, if we're running pretty hot, if you will, we should see 4%. And that would certainly get the Fed's attention, and they'd really want to slow that down. So that's really when the economy is running very hot. We're going to see 4% year-over-year wage growth.
We mentioned this on the opening bell this morning, but I think it bears going back to talk about it. The level of inflation that we're seeing is sort of eating away all of these wage trends, isn't it?
It does. You know, and that's the double-edged sword. You know, is you get into a feedback loop, if you will. I need more money because cost of living has gone up. And as an employer, if I'm paying you more money, I need to get it from somewhere. So I'm going to raise my prices, and that feeds into the inflation, and we get into that circle. Normally, over long periods of time, you would expect wages and inflation to run pretty parallel to each other, plus or minus a little bit. Over the last 6 years, certainly coming out of the recession, with inflation being as low as it has been, the job growth that we've seen, or the wage growth of 2% or so, has been above inflation. So actually, the average wage earner has been ahead of inflation. Now, we can talk about where do we see inflation, you know, in healthcare and stuff like that. And some of that is demographically driven as well. So older Americans who are certainly not in the workforce anymore, most of their consumption is in healthcare, and those are rising faster than their Social Security, et cetera. But for the average worker, it has been actually an okay last few years, but now that we're seeing inflation come up, that may reverse.
Another part of the jobs report, and I only go to this because the president has made a deal about this in recent days, the unemployment rate for blacks, for the black community, is up ticked up to 7.7%, for whites down to 3.5%. Usually, I think advisors to the president would say, don't talk about these numbers because they can do this. They can go up when you're trying to tout that they're going down.
Oh, it is. You know, when you get deeper into the numbers as opposed to staying at the very high level, there is a lot of noise in the numbers. As we talked about before, they've revised last year's jobs growth numbers for the entire year. There's other years where they do it for 4 or 5 years. So it's survey-based. It's subject to adjustment. We'll see these numbers adjusted twice more in the next 2 months, and then again at the end of the year. So to go month by month like that and to tout those types of numbers, I think, is can be dangerous because it is a very, very noisy and, in a lot of cases, statistically insignificant change. It may sound like a lot, but when you take a look at it statistically, it's certainly well within the norm.
There are a couple of areas of the jobs report that we never get to talk about, just sort of broadly. That is those people who are not in jobs right now, who are unemployed, but are technically not looking for a job or not being counted. And I love how they're described. They're marginally attached to the labor force.
It's welcome to Washington speak.
Yeah.
We saw hours worked actually tick down a little bit. We saw the average length of unemployment tick up a little bit. So if you want to take a look at the jobs report and say, you know, it looks great, and I certainly believe that it's a very good report, there's a couple things that from this month alone are a little bit disconcerting, but I don't think are overly concerning over the long term. We'd like to see that trend develop if we're really going to put a lot of credence into it. So again, a one-off for the month, I'm not too concerned about. If that develops into a trend over 4, 5, 6 months, it's something that we'll certainly pay attention to.
And for those people who are not in the weeds with us, explain the hours worked during the week. That doesn't necessarily mean that we've taken 8 hours off this week and only worked 32. It means something else, doesn't
it? No, it's average hours worked. And, you know, it's in the weeds type of data. It doesn't move around a lot. So I would say in the last year and a half, you're looking at 34.5 to 34.8 hours worked. So it's not like 1 month it's 32, the next month it's 40, and then back again. You're talking about very, very small changes. And that's reflective of overtime in a lot of cases, expansion. So we're hiring a lot of people, and a lot of that overtime disappears and now gets spread out among a larger workforce. And that may be what is playing into these numbers this month.
We also have, since we talked on the opening bell, a new report from Glassdoor that coincides with the jobs report this morning. Some really good survey information about who's getting pay raises, where the pay raises are. Those people that are getting the best pay raises are in the restaurant industry, in the medical technology industry, delivery drivers. The restaurant cook got 5.4% year over year. A medical technologist, 4.1%. Delivery drivers, 4.0%. Technical support, 3.6%. And then on the flip side of that, people that are getting the lowest are loan officers, bartenders, machine operators. What does that data tell us?
It tells us is we have a very broad and diverse economy. I try not to get too deep into it when we take a look at different parts of the economy. In general, what we're seeing, better wage growth in the medical profession as the medical industry expands at a pretty good clip. We generally see better growth, too, in the technology area, where we start to see pickups in delivery, et cetera. That is an indication of we're selling more stuff. So Amazon is selling a ton of stuff. We saw that in their earnings numbers. I got to get it from Amazon's place to my house. We're not drone ready yet, so somebody's got to deliver it. Some of those types of things like rail traffic and in a very broad sense gives us a pretty good idea that the economy is doing rather well here.
This Glassdoor survey says one of the highest paying jobs is a pharmacist, $127,000, solutions architect, $101,000, tax manager, $95,000. One of the other interesting things from the survey, Paul, that I wanted to just talk to you about, it said the places that were getting locations that were seeing the biggest pay raises were on the West Coast, San Francisco, 2.2%, but Chicago's only up 0.1%. Why do you think that is?
Well, some of it might be there could be a couple reasons for it. One is we're as a state losing a population, so we've got a smaller base. And again, as they do the survey and look at some of the jobs that are lost in the state of Illinois, that has an impact. Where are those jobs going? Some of them are going to the coast. Some of them maybe going a little further south. So that's one thing. The other thing to take a look at is when you look at the national real estate data, Chicago real estate prices have been relatively stable. Some of the better parts of the country where we're seeing real estate growth, as people want to move there and ostentatiously, or at least the reason that they may do it is because of a job, is in the D.C. area around government. And certainly out on the West Coast with a lot of the technology companies. And even Denver has been a very, very good market. So where the people go and they move to for jobs. And we've seen people moving out of the Chicago, Illinois area to other parts of the country. And I think that's reflective here in the data.
So to review, stock market down, wages up.
Yeah, it is. And it's a repricing of risk, if you will, and the fact that the stock market, I think, looked at the glass as being half full. The jobs are plentiful. We're going great guns. Everything is wonderful. We got the tax cut. That's going to increase earnings. And then we started to see a tick up in interest rates, and it started to get very serious this week, where rates were really going up 4 or 5 basis points a day, which is huge in the bond market. And that got the attention of the equity investors and made them all step back away from the equity market. And that's what we're seeing here this week.
And the groundhogs all saw their shadows. So 6 more weeks of winter, whether we want it or not.
Yeehaw. After today, I'll take a little warmer weather. But yeah, we've got 6 more weeks of rough, and it may be 6 weeks of rough sledding here in the markets. The Fed meets in 7 weeks. And we've certainly expect the Fed to raise rates at their next meeting, which will be Jay Powell's first as Fed chair.
And just one other thing. Does any of this change our positions anywhere?
You know, not really. I mean, we've talked for a long time about the need for a correction in the market. Last year was historic in being a very quiet market and very steadily higher market. We're now getting a market that is normal, where we see 1% swings both on the upside and the downside. We've looked for a 3 to 5% correction. We're halfway there today. So it's not out of the ordinary to see the markets come down. We've talked about taking some money off the table over the last couple months as the markets have increased. So as this plays out, this may give us an actual opportunity to buy with that money that we did take off the table over the next couple weeks, couple months, depending again on how the markets go. Where we're going to be very concerned is if the economy slides into a recession, then we can see the equity markets drop significantly. With this jobs number and a lot of the other economic data, recession is still well in the future, so this is more of a correction than it is the beginning of the end for the equity markets.
Paul, always good information, and I have to tell you, this is the first time I've seen you in full daylight, because you're usually here before the sun comes up.
Both eyes are open.
Yeah. We'll see you again next time on The Opening Bell. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Paul Nolte of Kingsview Asset Management, kingsview.com, and I'm Steve Krasanich with this special After the Bell podcast on 720 WGN.